This is Today in History, October the 12th. On this day in 1492, Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue, with his expedition arriving in present-day Bahamas. And back in 1792, the first recorded U.S. celebration of Columbus Day was held to mark the tricentennial of Columbus's landing. On this day in 1933, bank robber John Dillinger escapes from jail in Allen County, Ohio, with the help of his gang, who killed the sheriff.
John Dillinger walked in with a machine gun.
Why, he came up to the car that I was working on, had a machine gun, asked me what was the fastest car in the garage, and I told him the V8.
Whose car was that?
Sheriff's county car.
But Dillinger threatened you in any way with the machine gun?
Yes, he told me to get in the car.
Who drove the car?
Mr. Blunt.
That is Deputy Sheriff Blunt.
Yes.
And on this day in 1957, in anticipation of the upcoming Christmas season, the Dr. Seuss Yuletide tale, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, was first published by Random House.
You're a monster, Mr. Grinch, your heart's an empty hole.
And on this day in 1942, Attorney General Francis Biddle announces during a Columbus Day celebration at Carnegie Hall, New York, that Italian nationals in the United States would no longer be considered enemy aliens. Also on this day in 2000, the USS Cole is attacked by terrorists at 12:15 p.m. local time by a motorized rubber dinghy loaded with explosives that blows a 40 by 40 foot hole in the port side of the USS Cole, a U.S. Navy destroyer that was refueling at Aden, Yemen. 17 sailors are killed and 38 wounded in the attack, which was carried out by two suicide terrorists allegedly to be members of the Saudi exile Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda terrorist network.
I realized that something terrible happened, and I was just there, helpless. I couldn't fight the ship. I couldn't help my shipmates. I couldn't do anything. So at that point, I felt as though I had failed, rather than, being a survivor at the time never occurred.
And on this day in 1997, John Denver dies in an aircraft accident.
Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy.
To those who bought records like Rocky Mountain High and Take Me Home Country Roads by the millions in the 70s, John Denver was much more than just a great songwriter and performer. With his oversized glasses, bowl-shaped haircut, and down vest, he was an unlikely fashion icon. And with his vocal environmentalism, he was the living embodiment of an outdoorsy lifestyle that many 20-something baby boomers would adopt as their own during the me decade. There was never a star quite like Denver, who died on this day in 1997, when his experimental amateur aircraft crashed into the Monterey Bay on the California coast. Born Henry Don Deutschendorf Jr. in 1943, not in the mountains of Colorado, but in Roswell, New Mexico, John Denver rose to fame as a recording artist in 1971, when Take Me Home Country Roads rose all the way to the top of the Billboard pop charts. In fact, Denver already had a share in a number one hit as the writer of Leaving on a Jet Plane, a chart topper for Peter, Paul, and Mary in 1969. But it was his 1971 breakout as a performer of his own that made him a household name. Over the course of the 70s, John Denver earned five more top 10 singles, including Sunshine on My Shoulders, Annie's Song, Thank God I'm a Country Boy, and I'm Sorry. Even more impressive, he released an astonishing 11 albums that were certified as platinum by the RIAA, making him one of the most successful recording artists of the 70s. And launching him into a successful career in film and television, including the cult hit with George Burns, Oh God. Another sad day in the history of rock and roll as John Denver dies October the 12th, 1997, on this day in history.
Country roads, take me home.